This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with their Extension Crop Report. I've heard of some limited reporting of armyworms being seen in wheat fields this year. This makes sense as the armyworm is now getting big enough to be easily seen and has a tendency to make its way to the wheat head to feed directly on wheat kernels as they fill. The armyworm is a pest of minor concern in wheat fields most years, but they cause a lot of localized damage in wheat fields some years. It really is a pest that requires scouting the fields because they can be much worse in some fields than others, and will be much more numerous in some areas of the field, and hardly any in other parts of the field. The field edges usually end up with worse armyworm damage. Right now, corn is also a risk of armyworm damage, where both armyworms and cutworms will feed on the corn whorls and give the leaves a ragged look. No-till cornfields that were planted into weedy grasses that were sprayed down before planting are most likely to have worm issues. Armyworms survive in soils as pupa over the winter and emerge as moths in the spring. They lay eggs on all kinds of grasses, but wheat is a preferred host. The eggs hatch in a short time, and the worms grow through the various instar larval stages quickly. The last instar, when the worms are the biggest, and cause nearly 80% of the damage in a matter of just 3 to 5 days. Usually, this lines out when wheat heads are filling, and the worms love sucking the juices from the individual kernels. They can also go after the flag leaf before the soft dough stage is complete. These worms, like most, are night feeders and will be resting at the base of the plant during the day. Generally, they can be scouted for in the evening or in the early morning hours when it's cooler out. Armyworms are generally lighter in color than that of cutworms and are striped on their sides. There are a few different armyworm species, but pretty much all of them have some color of solid stripe. There are up to 3 generations of armyworms during the year, and the next generation will move off to become a problem in some warm season grasses. Spraying for armyworms is difficult and often not economical. Treatment thresholds are 4 to 5 worms per foot, and if even needed, it could be a situation where only spraying the edges of the field where the worms tend to be worse. Many pesticides have a 30-day harvest restriction, and we are likely past that window now. The value of treatment is highly dependent on crop stage as well. Once the wheat gets past soft dough, then the armyworms can't cause much damage. Armyworms are often controlled naturally by a number of wasps, birds, and other predators. Let me know if you have any questions about armyworms, cutworms, or any other insect pest. Also, I'd like to know if you are seeing an outbreak in one of your fields. Please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.